Eddie.
Hello?
What are you doing running around these other men?
Well, Abe Fortas is just leaving the room, and he's very jealous, he says. We've had a lovely day.
I've been watching Abe Fortas most of my life, and I don't like I'm jealous. I'm sitting down here at the desk working like hell, and you up there running around with Abe Fortas.
Yes, that's it. And we wish you were with us.
Listen, I got something I need for you to do for me.
What is it? I'll do it.
You sure you'll do it?
If I can, I'll do it.
Well, I know you can.
What is it?
I want to make you ambassador to Finland.
Oh, my God, I can't move to Finland.
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can't do that. I wouldn't be good enough. I can't speak.
You can take anybody you want to take with you, and you can do a good job. And I'm if I go through the plans I'm going through tonight, I'm going to have an FBI checking your record, and I'm going to tell the president out there, and I'm going to send him the most glamorous woman, the ablest person, the most gifted humanitarian, and a real patriot, and you can go out there and serve till you get lonesome, then you can come on home. But right on the border of Russia, I need somebody that's got some brains and some charm, and besides, I want a good female, and I want you. And you can just take off and let Adlai Stevenson run around with that Marianne Means, whatever her name is, for a while, and you come on and run around with me.
Listen, that would be a long way to come. Lennon, I wouldn't be good.
No, you will. Now, don't tell me.
I want to get the answer to the different kinds of cancer there are, and I've got a wide herd on these boys, and I want to get the answer to arteriosclerosis, and I've got to stay here and push them to find out fast, not...
Do that after this year. I need you out there now, though, because there won't be anybody doing any research if Russia takes over everything, and this is right on the border of Russia where I need a very able woman, period.
You should send...
Don't tell me now. You just tell... I picked out the woman that I want.
I haven't got enough talent to speak. I haven't got enough physical guts for it.
It's not a public speaking job. You take the messages to the president, you'll have them, and we'll have the messages for you. You take Florence out there and spend a few months and whoever else you want, and you run that beautiful new embassy. And I want somebody that's got some brains and charm and that's interested in humanity and that's liberal, and you've got everything. So I got to have you now. Just don't give me a no on that.
Listen. Lennon, I'd do anything that made sense, but I just don't have the physical strength for it.
Now, don't tell me that. I've looked at you, and you've got plenty of strength.
Let me think until the morning.
Well, I'll let you think, but I'm going ahead and have you checked.
You can have me checked. That's nothing.
Don't tell the president, though.
What?
You see, I've got to clear you with Finland.
With what?
I've got to check you, clear you with Finland, where you're not persona non grata in Finland.
Well, you know how to do all that. But the thing is that I'd have to think for 24 hours, because I wouldn't want to let you down.
You couldn't let me down. You've got the finest staff that you ever saw, and I will guarantee that it'll be easier than your work is any day here. It's easier than what you do in my office on the NHI, whatever it is. Now, you think about it, and I'll
that's
talk to
I
you,
should be
call,
close
but I'm going to have you do
you
it.
What they're doing there.
What?
I should be close to you and tell you what they're doing at NIH or not doing.
Well,
because then everybody will survive and the whole economy of the Western world will improve.
I'll represent NIH for you while you're gone. You know what?
Oh, Lyndon, let me think until tomorrow.
I'll let you think, but I'm not going to let you say no now, Mary.
Oh, but I don't want to do anything that would be wrong.
Mary, four soldiers died last week in Panama trying to save us.
I know.
I'm not asking you to do anything like that. I'm just asking you.
I know, but I want to prevent everything from going wrong, and I don't know if I'd have the energy and the knowledge to do it there.
Because
it really is a frontier, you know?
You're going to do it and do it fine, and you're going to do it proud, and you've got a good staff that does it for you to begin with. You're the front person, but...
But you have to have brains, too, and insight and information. And.
Yes, Dean Rusk, I said, what do you think about Mary Lassiter for ambassador to Finland? He said, perfect.
Well, he doesn't know me. You know me better.
Well, and I said it. I said it more than perfect.
But you don't want me to go way off there. It's too hard.
Now, Mary, don't make me beg you, honey.
It's like being exiled.
Don't you make me do something now that one of the greatest honors ever came to a woman, and don't you make me beg you. You get ready and get your suitcase packed, and you go on and have a good time with Lady Bird tomorrow, but you get ready to go to Helsinki.
Oh, God. Well, listen, I'll call you up in the morning.
All right, good night.
Good night, dear.